Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier. He is joined in the studio by the show's producer, Casey Capshaw.
Are you worried about your job and the possibility of losing it? How could you turn that job loss into a positive opportunity? And how could focusing on your passion instead of paying the bills actually provide you with a more satisfying life? We're back with part two of our talk with personal development writer Steve Pavlina. Learn how staying focused on the fundamentals is the key to having the career and life you really want. There's a lot of guys out there that have lost their job and they're thinking, oh shit, what am I going to do? Some people will look at the glass half empty, right? And some will look at it half full. This path of courage and inspiration, that seems like the high road. So how is this an opportunity for a guy? Does he need to create a vision for himself of what how does he start to tap in? I want to help that guy out there that just lost his job and I want him to turn this into the glass half full. How do we do that?
Okay, well, first off, realize that there's a hidden benefit in going through that situation of losing your job. It's going to make you stronger. You know, there's that saying, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's very true. I went through a situation many years ago where my games business was going really badly. The first 5 years, I was running it with a totally inept business model, one that just didn't fit the market realities of the time, and I ended up going bankrupt. And then, you know, just racking up tons and tons of debt. Every year, I was sinking deeper and deeper into debt and eventually went bankrupt. But you know what? I'm still here. My life didn't end when I went bankrupt. I kept going beyond that. And that experience only made me stronger. Mm-hmm. It only made me wiser in business. It made me smarter. And it helped me develop my skills in ways that I never would have developed if I hadn't been through that experience. So the first step is realize that if you're jobless right now, if you've lost your job, that's a wonderful thing because it's going to make you stronger. So, you know, getting over that.
Yeah.
Next step is start thinking about what you really do want. What do you want to experience? And maybe you're not strong enough to get it yet. Maybe that weight you're looking at lifting is a little too heavy, but how can you pick off a piece of it? How can you start developing your skills and your courage in that direction? And what kind of goals inspire you right now? Don't look at the easy goals. Look at the ones that are going to train you up. Mm. Look at the ones that are, you're not sure whether you can lift them or not, but with a little training, you could.
Wow. It just seems like I've got to totally reframe this situation instead of like, oh my God, holy shit, into here we go. This is a gift, first and foremost. This is going to make me stronger. Now it's time for me to get clear about what I really want and how can I start moving towards that? What actually fires me up in the body, like we were talking about earlier, versus, oh man, I lost my job. Now I've got to just, I'm going to go to Pizza Hut and try to get a gig there or something like that. I've really got to completely shift my perspective is what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, people on the discussion forums on my website, we have very, very popular discussion forums that get a lot of people posting there every day. Every once in a while, somebody posts and says, I quit my job or I lost my job, I got laid off. There's been a lot of those in the past year. And my response is, congrats. Congratulations. Uh-huh. It's awesome. Uh-huh. Because I know those people are going through a monstrous growth experience, and they may initially resist it, but you know that resistance is something you create for yourself. You don't have to resist it. There are a lot of people that lose their jobs and they feel relieved. Yeah. You know, losing your job is not necessarily a bad thing. It's really all in your mind. It depends on your perspective. You can see it as a huge opportunity, or you might not.
It's the invitation to break out of the safe, right? If we're locked up in the safe, as you said earlier, you know, the noun version, then this is the opportunity that kicks us out, where if we were comfortable, we probably wouldn't leave on our own.
Yeah, you know, your goal really shouldn't be to live a comfortable, safe, and secure life. You'll have plenty of time for that when you're 6 feet underground. You'll be nice and safe in a nice little box, you know, and nobody's going to bug you except a few insects.
But it sounds like, you know, if I'm ultimately here and I do want to enjoy my life, there's a balance between being freaked out about security or any of those other kinds of things and actually enjoying the challenge. I've got to find my relationship to challenge where it's enjoyable and inspiring for me. Can you say more about that?
Yeah, I mean, a simple way of saying it is grow a pair. But challenge is a good thing. You know, Helen Keller said, life is either a daring adventure or nothing. There's really no in between. Either you're going after those challenges and you're growing and you're having an awesome, incredible life. I mean, the challenge is what makes you stronger. Otherwise, you're doing the equivalent of going to the gym and lifting the same weight day after day after day. Well, what's the point?
Yeah.
You're not going to get any stronger. You know, how long are you going to stick with the 10-pound dumbbells?
Right.
Progress. Move
right.
Beyond that. You know, do something. And even though it's harder to lift the heavier weights, you know, saying that you want to avoid challenge in life and you want to have safety and security is going to the gym and say, I don't want to go to the 15-pound dumbbells. Those are heavy.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be harder to lift.
Right.
Why don't I just stick with these 10-pound ones?
Yeah.
They'll be easier. I can lift these easily. No problem. I can do this all day.
Yeah.
But you're going to be bored to tears after a while. You know, it's exciting to push yourself to have that challenge.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need to fear it and resist it, even though it's called resistance training. But you know, let the resistance come from life itself that trains you up, not from within you.
So this perspective might be completely left field for the guy out there listening. And you were mentioning your forums earlier where people are talking about losing their jobs. What are some of the stories that you've read about through your readers of what's possible after they've maybe been fired or laid off, or, you know, what have you seen? So there's something else to add up, you know, to stack up against the, oh man, life is really screwed up right now.
Oh, I mean, it's been amazing the kinds of things people have done. One of the things that happens a lot when people lose their jobs is they really start thinking hard about their lives, maybe for the first time in a very long time.
It wakes them up.
And they really, it wakes them up, and they think, you know, they feel a mixture of panic a little bit, but also relief. Because they think, wow, I'm done with that, and almost always they're losing a job they didn't really want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's often one of the reasons they lost it, is that they were expendable. You know, they either got fired or they got laid off because they weren't really needed. They weren't really doing the kind of work that they were passionate about that they needed to be done. It's not that common that people who are really passionate and really love what they do get fired or laid off. Because, for one, they're awesome to be around, and the boss is going to let that kind of person go last, only if they absolutely have to.
Uh-huh.
Also, that person's probably doing a lot more work than anyone else. They're creating a ton of value. So, you know, that turning inward and thinking, what am I really passionate about? What would I really like to do? And how could I make this happen? It's not so much you need to focus on the how right away. It's more that you need to focus on the why. And ask yourself, what would that be like? What would that kind of life be like? And start feeling that inspiration and that passion again. Because that passion and that excitement is what's going to get you into action.
And that's basically job security, what you're saying. Find that thing that you're passionate about. Find that thing that really... it really just fires you up, because that's an attractor. That's what has people wanting you to be around, because you add energy. You're a contributor to what's happening there. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. I mean, just imagine you're a manager of a bunch of people. Let's say you manage 10 employees, and you know you have to lay two of them off, and you have a few people that are miserable there and a few people that are awesome and passionate and they love what they do and they're productive. Who are you going to fire?
Mm-hmm.
you're going to let go of the people that don't really fit, that don't belong, the ones that are unproductive, the ones that people don't get along with, the ones that don't seem like they really want to be there.
Excellent.
So you're actually doing them a favor by laying them off.
Yeah.
Because they really don't belong there. They really do need that wake-up call.
Oh, I just love it because if I've been laid off and I'm sitting here and I'm now trying to find a job or something, I'm trying to, you know, shift my perspective here. There's now incentive for me to actually dig deep and find out what I'm inspired by, because that's going to make me more attractive versus I don't have time to be inspirational. I've got to just get the job. Like, no, take the time, find out what's what really fires you up. And because that's going to make you more valuable.
Yeah. Inspiration is absolutely critical. I've worked for a time without it, and I've worked for a great time with it. And I could just after experiencing both sides of that fence, I could never go back to working without inspiration. And it has nothing to do with money or success or fame or anything like that. It's really just about doing what you love to do and doing work that you enjoy. And that is so much more fulfilling than any of the material rewards that come to you. I mean, the work I do now, I love so much. It doesn't matter how much money I make at it or how successful it is from other people's perspective. It's, you know, am I having an impact? Am I doing what I love? Am I happy about it? You know, when you're happy, you're inspiring people in ways you can't even imagine. Just going out and going to the grocery store, you know, you're making people happy just being around them.
Well, that's what I want to share with our listeners out there. For those of you that aren't familiar with Steve's site, he makes a very handsome living by giving away content. This whole idea of being in the flow of what you love and how you can contribute to others has actually delivered a great lifestyle for you. You're actually doing this, like, to the hilt. Can you say more about that?
Yeah, you know, I started the site in 2004, October 2004, and for the first 6 months, I made a total of $167, which comes out to be around, you know, I was working on full time too, which comes out to be around 17 cents an hour. So it wasn't doing too well financially.
No.
But a couple years later, you know, I was making $40,000 a month from the site, and it was doing wonderfully. And since then, the income's bobbled around all over the place. But, you know, partly because I haven't really cared to focus on the income. I'm making much more than I spend, and I'm not really trying to make a certain amount of money with the site.
Yeah.
What I love is that the site largely allows me to just keep doing what I love.
We'll return to the discussion in just a minute. Participate on a live call where I will be interviewed by revolutionary man Jason Gaddis on February 19th at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Go to www.revolutionaryman.com to sign up for this free call, and I'll answer your questions live on a ton of topics. If you can't make the call, you can download it the next day. I look forward to speaking with you. Now, back to the discussion.
The site largely allows me to just keep doing what I love. That income stream, actually various income streams that I built through the site, some affiliate programs, some joint venture deals. I also have a book out, so there's going to be some book royalties coming in over time. But all those different income streams, all they allow me to do is just keep doing what I love and not having to have a job.
How did you get through that time where you'd made only 17 cents an hour up until the point where the cash started rolling in for you? That had to be like, how did you not take that as an indicator that, well, I'm just not socially valuable? Or, you know, how did you get through that dark night?
Well, you know, other people would maybe see that as a time where I was a failure, and they see the point where I started making a lot of money as that's the point where I became a success, or that's the point where the website or the business or whatever became successful. I don't see it that way at all. The way I see it, I was successful the moment I made the decision to do it, because I was so inspired, I just knew I would keep with it. And the truth is that even if the site wasn't making any money today, I would still be doing it. I'd still be trucking along at that 17 cents an hour even 4 years later. I could just see myself doing that.
Wow.
And because I wasn't doing it for the money. I was doing it because it was what I naturally loved to do. I mean, think of the hobbies you do on the side, you know, hobbies you even pay to do, you know, where you have expenses just to do them. Well, you know, it's like asking, how could you keep doing that hobby when you're not making any money at it? Well, you're doing it because you enjoy it. You know, let's say you like bike riding. You have to buy a bike and a bike helmet and water bottle and so on. Bike maintenance and things like that. You know, entry fees for bike races, if that's what you're into. And you keep doing that year after year. And you say to somebody, you've never won a bike race. You're losing money at this. How could you keep doing it? And the other person just gives you a weird look. You know, I'm not doing this because for money. I'm doing this because I love it. It's fun.
Right.
And that's the same attitude I have about it. Even though on the surface it's technically my career, it's technically a business, I'm doing it because I love it.
But it came out of that place of what you wanted to do, what you were going to do naturally. This is the thing that you wanted to express in this lifetime, and it just so happens that you know, you get compensated for it.
Yeah, you know, there's a key thing to understand. You know, people say do what you love and the money will follow. That's somewhat accurate, but you have to understand why that's the case. See, what happens when you do what you love and you do it a lot, you get good at it eventually. Hopefully, you know, if you keep working at it, you keep learning at it, and you keep trying. You know, if you love playing the piano, eventually you're going to get somewhat decent at playing. Hopefully,
okay.
You know, hopefully, assuming you're taking an intelligent approach to keep doing it.
Right.
And you're not just making the same mistakes over and over. Okay, whatever you do, if you do it enough, you're eventually going to get good at it. And then if you get good at it and you keep doing it, now you're actually able to create some value for other people.
Mm.
Now you have some talent that you can share, that you can use to, who knows, you know, share information, teach other people how to do what you're doing, create value. You know, if you're a musician, create music that people will enjoy.
Mm.
Okay? And once you start doing that, once you're creating value for other people, then you can create income from that. So now you get a flow, because now people are willing to share their value with you in exchange for the value that you're giving them. Even if you're just giving your value away for free constantly, people will want to give back to you.
Yeah. It seems like we have to have the awareness. It starts with that awareness that we've been talking about most of the show, which is, what do I enjoy? What's valuable to me? And then being able to expand that into the we space. Like, what's valuable to you? What's valuable to all of us? And just being able to have that awareness first, and then how can this fit in there?
Yeah, really, the way to generate a good amount of income is to find your passion and really focus on it and develop it, and then share your passion with other people. Because you sharing your passion, that's what generates value for other people. And what is money? It's simply a medium for exchanging value. So if you're out there generating a lot of value, then you will have the capacity to earn a lot of income. You know, too many people focus on getting money and making money. I don't think about it that way. I focus on creating value. Because if you focus on the output side, you know, create, and deliver the value, then you're doing exactly what you need to do to generate income.
Seems like a lot of people just don't get that about money. Like, money has kind of a tainted quality to it, especially when it comes to things that we're inspired by. Like, we don't want to mix money with that. Money with, you know, that's, you know, my music or my art or whatever that may be. But when you frame it in the context of an exchange for value and actually making a contribution to someone else's life, it seems so much better. It sounds like a lot of people just don't get that.
Yeah, you know, the money is not really a big deal for me. It's not something I focus on. It's a fairly low priority in my life. To be totally honest, the truth is that if I really focused on money and that was something really important to me, I could probably be making 5 or 10 times as much money as I'm making right now within a few months, because I would just do different things. There's a lot of things I could do. My website is very, very under-monetized relative to my traffic level.
Okay.
But I just don't care. It's like I don't need the money, and I'd rather just focus on giving away the value for free. I don't even have to package it and sell it and, you know, do all kinds of spammy looking sales pages to get money from people, to get people to buy. I just want to make it available to as many people as possible, and just share what I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I always have that option of monetizing it more later if I really want to increase my income.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But it's not a big priority for me.
Yeah. And you've got a ton of information on there, but you just released the book, Personal Development for Smart People. Help me understand, how does the book differentiate from the site? What had you write this book? Tell me more about it.
Okay. Well, the way I think of it is, the book is about the roots of personal development and the website is about the branches. I got this idea that I wanted to write a book about the core fundamental principles behind all successful growth efforts. And I started asking questions like, why is it that we have all these different experts, like health experts and relationship experts and financial experts, career experts, and so on, all telling us these different rules and laws and ideas for how to change our lives and improve our lives? If you're able to read all the good advice out there and try to apply it, your life just becomes overcomplicated.
Uh-huh.
It's impossible to apply all that stuff.
Right.
I thought there's got to be some fundamental core principles of personal development that are universal and that we could use as a simple guiding principle to apply for everything here. And I kept thinking, what is really the core underlying principle here? Can you think of like a single principle that we can use that will improve our health, improve our relationships, improve our finances, our career, you know, everything, and it applies equally well to any area we're applying it to. And no matter what kind of growth challenge, no matter how weird your situation is, you could always use this single principle and it would always help. It'll always work.
Mm.
I thought, does such a thing exist? And eventually I came up with an answer, and it's really based on just three core fundamental principles. And from them you can derive another four principles for a total of seven. But the three core principles are just truth, love, and power. And that when we align our lives with those three principles, we're pointing in the direction of positive growth and we're improving.
And is it really that simple? If I read this book, does it have applications? Like, walk me through that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the book is actually half of the book is about the principles themselves. There's one chapter for each of the seven principles. And the most important chapters are the first three, which are one chapter on each of truth, love, and power. And then the second half of the book is all about practical applications. It talks about, okay, now you know what these principles are. Here's how they're already operating in different areas of your life. And there's a chapter for habits, another one for career, for health, for finances, relationships, spiritual growth, and so on.
You're saying, no, focus on these three basic things. And from that word, there's other qualities as well. But you got to really do the drills. And
yeah, you know, in basketball, for example, it's all about the fundamentals. I remember when Pat Riley took over the Los Angeles Lakers, one of his goals was that he had everybody on the team focus on just the fundamentals, getting the fundamentals down. And they become a very, very successful team.
The context was that these guys were professionals. You know, the assumption is that they've already got the fundamentals down. And he's like, no. Come back to the fundamentals, even if you think you've got it down.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine, you know, teaching Kareem Abdul-Jabbar how to dribble better, or teaching, teaching somebody how to do a better skyhook? I mean, can you imagine, like, this is, you know, like just how to, you know, not even that really, because that's probably a little too fancy, but just focusing on how to shoot,
yeah,
you know, how to pass,
yeah,
how to rebound, you know, just these very simple fundamentals of basketball. If you just focus on getting better and better at that, you can become a dominant team. It's amazing. You don't need all the fancy stuff, the complicated plays, and so on. And personal development is the same way. You don't need these complicated PDAs and personal organization systems and your BlackBerry and these, you know, complicated software programs. All of that is really unnecessary. If you focus on these core principles of truth, love, and power, they're deceptively simple on the surface, but they can be used in two ways. Number one, to diagnose any problem in your life. So whatever challenge or problem you're facing, you just look at it through the lens of these three principles. Ask yourself, what is the truth? Ask yourself, what is it I really want? And ask yourself, which is the most empowering decision? And the second thing is that you can use it to set new goals. You know, which goal? So diagnosing and solving problems is one, but also setting goals. And your goal might be just to solve the problem you diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, like, you know, what truth do I need to move towards? What new information do I need? What knowledge do I need to have? Who do I need to tell and share that truth with? And then love, you know, what do I need to do to connect with what I want? And how do I need to disconnect from what I don't want? What do I need to shed? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, lastly, that power element. What actions do I need to take? And how can I build up my discipline, you know, build those progressively trained muscles so that I can get myself into motion?
And I think you also said it earlier, you got to grow a pair. Well, Steve, I appreciate it. Where do we find out more information about you? Tell us about your website, all of that.
Sure. My website is just my own name.com. It's stevepavlina.com. That's stevepavlina.com. And there's tons of free information on the website. There's about 20 books worth of free content in the form of individual articles, hundreds of free articles.
Wow.
On all different kinds of topics. There's 22 podcasts we have right now on all different kinds of topics that are growth related. And we have some very popular discussion forums there too, with thousands of members who are really positive and supportive in helping people on their paths of growth. So you can go there and meet people, ask questions. It's really a wonderful and supportive environment. Aside from the book, which you can get on Amazon for like $16 if you're interested, all the content on the site right now is free.
Wow.
It's all free available. You don't have to pay a dime for it. Just go and enjoy it and focus on your path of growth.
Steve, thank you so much. You've impacted me personally just hearing you talk about this, hearing about your path, hearing about these principles, the fundamentals. This is having an awesome impact on me. I'm very appreciative, and I'm so glad you took the time to be on the show to talk to our listeners. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Tripp. It was my pleasure.
Be sure to visit www.thenewmanpodcast.com and let us know what you'd like to hear on The New Man. Thanks for listening.